Hey guys, welcome back to our final edition of Chalk Talk here for the 12 biggest myths of CrossFit. As we have gone over the last couple of weeks, we have dissected and kind of dove into Shape.com's 12 biggest myths of CrossFit. We started from you're going to get hurt, you're going to puke, you're going to, you know, we've gone through the list. If you guys have missed any of those, make sure to go over to back in our archives and go check those out. They are free for you guys, and we are excited to have to be able to talk about those. We're going to announce at the end of this episode, we're going to announce the new series, what we're going to do leading up to the CrossFit Games. It's obviously a big point of conversation, so we're going to have something that kind of ties into that starting next week, so you guys will not want to miss out toward the end of this episode when we are going to announce that. Guys, we are into the final. That's right, the final myth, and that is all boxes are created equal. And this is the big one, and I think this is one that ties everything together. I'm glad this is the last one we are covering today, because just like with everything out there, not every gym is going to be the same. Not every, you know, workout facility that you go to, whether it's a Gold's Gym, whether it's a Globo Gym, whether it's, you know, whatever out you have out there, not everyone's going to be the same. You're not going to get treated the same at CrossFit Krypton than you would at CrossFit New York City. It just doesn't work out that way. And I'm nothing against, I've been to both of those boxes, and that's why I use those two as an opinion, as an example, because it's two different experiences, but two different great experiences. Yes, you're going to go to some boxes and you're going to be like, okay, well, this isn't really what I was expecting. What's up with that? But at the same time, you're going to go to some boxes and it's going to be exactly what you would expect. I've gone to a bunch of different boxes, and none of them are the same. There are some that have a lot more similarities than differences than others, and others that are completely different than others. But I think the biggest thing that a lot of people kind of get mixed up in is, what's the best CrossFit gym for me? And that's the biggest thing that you're going to go in. And all these myths, they are somewhat truths, because a lot of those things can actually happen. You have to know your box. You have to know your gym. You have to know yourself. And you have to put the trust that you have in yourself and in your gym to make sure that you make a right decision for that. And I'm not going on, and I don't want to go on to this too much, but when you are trying to find a gym or a local box or whatever around your area, there are probably tens of hundreds around within a driving radius. I'd say probably about 25 to 50 gyms in your area, depending where you're from. Do your research. Every CrossFit gym can't have the official CrossFit name unless they have been affiliated, unless they've been, you know, the gym, the member. You can go into any gym and they say, this is a CrossFit workout, bada bing, bada boom, that's what you're going to do today. But at the same time, you can also go into different boxes, and it may be a completely different atmosphere. One of my biggest things, and whenever I would travel and tell people kind of where I was from, I told them I was from CrossFit Krypton. I'm good friends with Ben Smith. And my biggest factor was, if they don't know who Ben Smith is, then that's not a gym you want to be going to. Nothing because, you know, because Ben was at the time, this is probably about three or four years ago, Ben is, and he's still a big name. He's still a household name in the CrossFit community. If you don't know who one of the top CrossFit athletes is in the world, then you shouldn't. If you go to a box and they're not invested in the sport that they're coaching, then there's something wrong there. And yes, maybe just people just don't pay attention that much. But you do. If you are anyone interested in the sport that you coach, you should be invested in the sport that you that people are competing in. So if you don't know who Ben Smith is, if people don't know, that's a great way to kind of judge if it's a good gym or not. Ask them if they know who won the games last year, or ask them if they know who won the games a couple of years ago, or who some of the top CrossFit athletes are. Do your research so you can prove if they've done their research and if they're really worth your time. Because I don't want you to go into a gym and be like, okay, I'm going to get the exact same experience at this one as I'm going to get at CrossFit Krypton or a CrossFit Takeover, Stability CrossFit. And like I said, the list goes on and on. I've been to most, if not all, of the gyms here in Hampton Roads. And I've seen a lot of similarities, but also you're going to get people treating you differently. That's just kind of the way people are. It's nothing. It's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing, but it's kind of the thing, you know, like, and that's one of the coolest things that I think the CrossFit community is. The CrossFit community is, it's unique. It's unlike any other community that you will ever join. You're going to go into a gym, and for the first couple, maybe the first couple of weeks, you're going to feel uncomfortable. Most likely in every workout you do, you're going to feel uncomfortable, and that's just kind of the way it is. If you're not comfortable being uncomfortable, then maybe you need to find something else to do. Go to a Globo gym, but be on the treadmill. I don't know. But don't go into a gym thinking that every box that you go into, you're going to travel and you're going to try to drop in somewhere else. It's not going to be the exact same as your home gym. Do your research. And I'm going to end on this and then kind of explain what next week's got in store for us for Chalk Talk. But guys, do your research. Make sure that the people that are coaching you have actually real experience. They're really invested in what they do. Ask people around you. Don't be afraid to go to a forum and ask people about stuff. You know, ask them what the best gym is in Dallas or, you know, wherever you go. And if you are afraid to do that, heck, shoot me a call. Shoot not a call, but shoot me an email. Robbie@BigRedExpressPodcast.com, RCVBroadcast@gmail.com. Message me on Instagram, all that stuff. If you are afraid to do that research, come to me and I'll help you do the research. I'll help you find a gym that's close to you because I know a lot of good gyms in the country. I know a lot of friends that I've got, and I think it would help you guys if you were comfortable with that. And I hope you guys can trust me. But going off that, guys, that's my only suggestion. Make sure you guys do your research before you join a gym. If you're afraid to join a gym, if you're listening to this and you just like the sound of my voice and you don't do CrossFit and you want to get into CrossFit because of what I've been saying, do your research. Find out if that's the gym, if that's the right gym for you, and it may take a class or two to find that out. But you can't just count it out right off the bat unless you actually do some research. And don't think you're just going to walk into a gym and it's going to feel right at home, because it's probably not. It takes time, just like with anything. All right, guys, Chalk Talk next week. We're actually going to do a little bit different. We're going to take a couple days off of Chalk Talk, so don't worry. I know we've been kind of hosing in with you with content, and we were about to hammer you down with content more and more as the CrossFit game seasons approach, as regionals approach in the next coming weeks, and much, much more. But I gotta say, this next Chalk Talk episode, I'm super excited about, guys. And I'm gonna be counting down my top five CrossFit Games athletes on the men's side and on the women's side. We're gonna intertwine them. So I'm gonna do five for the women, five for the men, four, four, three, three, all the way down to one. You guys give me your opinion on who you think are the top CrossFit Games athletes of all time. The CrossFit Games is turning 11 this year. That's 10 plus years of athletes that you can actually go down, look at it, and say, these guys are the best of all time. That's what I want. That's what we're going to talk about starting next week. Be sure to stay tuned to our Facebook page, Instagram, for the launch date for that, for this new edition of Chalk Talk. But I'm excited, guys, to kind of get into it and really wrestle with everything that you guys have. Get your opinions, get your thoughts. Thank you guys so much every week for listening to Chalk Talk. Every day that we have episodes available for downloading, we got well over 300 subscribers that listen every single day. And without you guys, this couldn't be possible. Thank you guys so much. Have a great Easter weekend. Enjoy it with family and friends. Go play some golf. I'm going to play some golf this weekend. Enjoy it. We will catch you back next week. Thanks, guys, so much. Have a great weekend.